All right, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into the intricate world of our cells to uncover how tiny molecules called chaperones hold the keys to understanding cancer.
It's like discovering a secret society within our own bodies. These chaperones are often overlooked, but their role is absolutely crucial in maintaining order within the bustling metropolis of our cells.
It's true. Most people have heard of proteins, but chaperones, they're the unsung heroes, ensuring those proteins are folding correctly and working properly. Think of it this way. You have a piece of flat-pack furniture, and the instructions are like the protein's blueprint. Chaperones are the friends who help you assemble it correctly. Without them, you'd end up with a wonky, useless mess.
Exactly. And just like assembling furniture is much harder in a cramped, chaotic room, the environment inside a cancer cell is far from ideal. These cells are constantly multiplying, demanding more and more from their internal systems. Their metabolism is in overdrive, putting a massive strain on these chaperones trying to keep up with the demand for perfectly folded proteins.
So it's not just that cancer cells need more proteins, it's that the whole protein folding process becomes way more stressful. But then where does the whole hijacking thing come in?
That's where this research from Nature really blew my mind. It's not just about increased demand. The study found that certain cancer cells become completely reliant on specific chaperones to survive. They've essentially developed a crutch. They can't function without these specific chaperones propping them up.
Okay, now that's a weakness we can potentially exploit. If we can pinpoint which chaperones are essential for specific cancers, we could develop drugs that target them directly, effectively cutting off the cancer's lifeline.
You're catching on quickly. And what's even more fascinating is that this research employed a unique approach to study the interaction between chaperones and the proteins they assist, the so-called client proteins. They use something called ecological network analysis.
Hold on, ecological network analysis. It's like we're not just talking about cells anymore, but a whole miniature ecosystem. That has my head spinning.
It's a bit of a surprising approach, right? But it's incredibly insightful. Imagine looking at different types of cancer as distinct environments. You have your rainforests, your deserts, each with its own unique set of challenges and resources. And just like in those diverse ecosystems, this research found that chaperone behavior actually changes based on the type of cancer they're in.
So a chaperone that's essential in one type of cancer might be completely insignificant in another. That's wild.
It's like each cancer has its own set of rules, its own unique demands that shape how these chaperones behave. But here's where it gets even more interesting. The research didn't just reveal the importance of chaperones, it uncovered a fascinating hierarchy among them. They call it weighted nestedness.
Weighted nestedness. Okay, now you're just using the science jargon to make me look bad. Can we get a real-world example here?
Think of it like a hospital. You've got your general practitioners who handle a wide range of issues, but then you have specialists who are brought in for very specific, complex cases.
Okay, I can see that. So are you saying some chaperones are like general practitioners essential across the board?
Precisely. They form a core group vital for basic cellular function, regardless of the cancer type. But then you have these specialist chaperones, the ones that only come into play under specific circumstances in certain types of cancer.
So it's like each type of cancer has its own team of chaperones with some core players and some specialists.
You got it. In this hierarchy, understanding who the key players are in each cancer type is incredibly valuable for developing those targeted therapies we were discussing.
Because if we know who's calling the shots in a particular cancer, we know who to take down.
Now you're thinking like a cancer researcher. But here's what really blew me away. The study found that even though the specifics of chaperone-client interactions vary between cancers, there are still underlying patterns.
Wait, so even though these chaperones are adaptable, changing their roles in different cancers, there are still some rules they follow. It's like they have a playbook with some universal plays and some specialty plays for specific situations.
That's a fantastic way to put it. It's like they have a fundamental set of rules, a basic code of conduct that transcends the specific cancer type. And here's the kicker. By studying how a chaperone behaves in one cancer, we might be able to predict how it will act in another.
So we could potentially use existing knowledge to predict how these chaperone networks operate in different cancers. That's incredible. Wouldn't that speed up drug research?
Absolutely. This cross-cancer insight has massive implications for drug development. Instead of starting from scratch with each new cancer, we can use existing knowledge to make educated guesses to anticipate how these chaperones might be involved.
This is mind-blowing. So we've got adaptable chaperones, a hierarchy of influence and predictable patterns across cancers. What else did this research uncover about how these chaperones operate?
Well, remember how we were talking about chaperones having specialized roles in different cancers? The researchers found that these chaperones often work in specific groups, almost like specialized departments within a company.
Groups. So it's not just a bunch of individual chaperones running around. They're organized, collaborating with each group having its own area of expertise.
Precisely. They're not just wandering around the cell. They're working together in these coordinated groups. And this has a huge impact on a cancer cell's robustness.
Okay, robustness. That sounds important. Break it down for me.
Think of it like this. Imagine trying to take down a power grid. If it's a simple grid with one central power source, it's much easier to disrupt.
Yeah.
But if it's a complex grid with multiple power sources and redundancies built in, it's far more resilient, more robust.
You're saying it's like trying to shut down a city with multiple power grids, backup generators, the whole nine yards. Taking out one part of the system isn't enough because the other parts can pick up the slack.
That's the challenge with targeting these robust cancer cells. Their networks are intricate with these chaperone groups, providing backup for each other. But that doesn't mean we give up. It means we need smarter strategies. This research is pushing us to think beyond just targeting individual chaperones. Mm-hmm. We need to analyze the entire network, map out the connections, identify the weak points.
So instead of just looking for the biggest, baddest chaperone out there, we need to understand the dynamics of the whole group. Find the weak link, the one that brings the whole house of cards down.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of this research. It's not just giving us a list of potential targets. It's providing a whole new framework for understanding how to disrupt cancer's intricate machinery.
It's like we're moving from a sledgehammer approach to cancer treatment to something far more precise, more strategic.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And this opens up so many exciting possibilities for the future.
Like what? What are some of the big questions this research raises?
Well, for one, could this ecological network analysis be applied to other cellular processes? Could it help us understand how cancer cells develop resistance to treatments, how they spread throughout the body?
We're talking about a whole new way of looking at cancer, not just as a collection of rogue cells, but as a complex system with its own internal rules and hierarchies.
And that's what I find so inspiring about this research. It reminds us that even in the face of a disease as complex as cancer, there's always more to learn, new ways to understand, and ultimately new ways to fight back.
So for our listeners who are now thoroughly fascinated by the world of chaperones, what's the key takeaway? What should they be pondering after this deep dive?
I think the most important thing to remember is that cancer is incredibly complex, but this complexity also offers hope. By embracing new perspectives, by exploring these intricate cellular ecosystems, we're gaining a deeper understanding of what drives this disease and how we can defeat it.
A powerful thought to end on. And there you have it, deep divers, a glimpse into the fascinating world of chaperones and the crucial role they play in the fight against cancer. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and remember, sometimes the smallest things can have the biggest impact.